Empower Radio presents Welcome to Blissville with the Bliss Lady, Terry Williams. Get ready to connect with inspiring, motivating, enlightening, and joyful guests who are following their bliss. Now, here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, and not only am I following my bliss, I live in fear sometimes, just like everybody else. And today's guest, Karen Hager, is one of those people that stepped up to face her own fears and is here to help us really step out of that fear and into a place of love. Welcome to Blissville, Karen.
Thank you, Terry, very much. I'm awful glad to be here.
Okay, so let's give our listeners a little bit about you. You're known as the Fog City Psychic, but really, you have transformed into something way more than just that. Not to say that your intuitive capabilities aren't a huge part of your life, but you're really stepping out and helping people in a different way.
I'm trying to, and part of the biggest joy that I have in my life right now is as a teacher, as someone who's on the radio and interviewing other people. I love to help people make that connection, Terry. I love it. There are so many more people now waking up to their gifts, and I love it if I can use my intuitive abilities to help people see their own power, to help people see the opportunity that's ahead of them. A lot of times we get stuck, and I've been like that in my life, and I'm sure I will be again because we all go through this, where you get to a place that's so stuck and you just can't see the way forward.
Right. And you know, I love the quote that you have on your page. And I'm just going to read it out loud if you don't mind. It says, sure. I continue a life of struggle and misalignment with my purpose, or I could embrace my abilities and finally step onto the path I felt spirit was leading me to. A commitment to helping people step out of the fog of confusion and reconnect with their own inner guidance. I love that.
Yes, and it's because I've had that experience myself, and I understand that the choosing isn't something that we just do once. We have a chance with every breath we take to make that choice again, or if we don't like the choice we made, make a different choice. With every breath we take, if we're mindful, if we're living in the present moment, we can make another choice. So if you don't like where you are right now, take a breath and start a new path, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you're right. I mean, it's every second. Mm-hmm. Every second of your life, you're offered that opportunity.
Yes. And sometimes I was working with someone over the weekend who had a decision to make, and she felt that if she made the wrong decision, it was a should I do this or should I do that? Mm-hmm. She felt that if she made the wrong decision that her entire life would be changed, right? If she blew it, if she messed it up, everything would be different and she could never go back. And see, honestly, when we look at choices like that, when we look at it as an all or nothing, when we look at it as, and we put all that fear behind it, I better get this right or everything's mm-hmm. going to be ruined. What we do is paralyze ourselves, then we can't love either one of the choices. We can't look at the options because all we can see is the fear around what do I do now? I've got to do this. I'm feeling pressure and I can't mess it up. And when you can shift that vibration so that it's the same difficult choice, but you're coming at it from a place of love, all of a sudden there is openness to guidance from source, openness to guidance from your own intuitive abilities, which I believe everybody has. You've got that little inner knowing. You can open up to that. You are much more able to see the possibilities around you than when you're just face to face with that fear.
Okay, so some of the ways that we can do that, like you said, is to stop and take a breath. Uh-huh. You know, really just stop, breathe deep. And I mean, what's a couple other ways that we can stop and breathe and allow ourselves to make a choice from a place of love as opposed to fear?
I think it's very important to set habits, to begin patterns. We have a lot of negative patterns. Well, maybe you don't. I have negative patterns that I'm always working through.
We all do. It's just, it. You know, I tell people just because I'm the bliss lady doesn't mean I'm not the piss lady. You know?
That's great. That's an interesting visual there. So I'm going to move past that. But
watch out. No.
it's so important for us to be present where we are. I like to ask people, are you where you are right now? Because often we're not. We are three steps ahead of ourselves, right? We're three steps behind ourselves. We're reliving things from the past. We're projecting things out to the future. Mm-hmm. When we're willing to be where we are right now, right, to be fully aware in the moment, we're a much clearer channel for guidance that comes to us from source, and we have a much clearer field for seeing that opportunity for moving into love. So beginning a practice, starting a positive pattern daily of being mindful, and the easiest way to do that, and I think 30 seconds is a good way to start this, 30 seconds in the morning, 30 seconds at night, just sit quietly, lie down if you're still in bed, and listen to your breathing. And listen to the sounds that are around you. What do you hear around you in your house? Just be exactly where you are right now. No pressure to get up and do anything. No pressure to project or go backwards. Be where you are right now. 30 seconds. A lot of people do that and they're like, well, what difference does it make? And when you continue that practice, what you're doing is you're opening a little space. It's like a little dot of light at the beginning of your day and at the end of your day. And what happens is pretty soon you start to look forward to that mindfulness, and you find yourself putting it in at other moments in the day. And that, to me, is the fastest, easiest. You don't need a special costume or pay $50 for something. Stopping and paying attention to where you are right now is the fastest way to connect with your inner guide. It's the fastest way to shift that vibration that I know of. So building that habit of awareness, of receptivity, that's where it all begins, Terry.
Well, and that 30 seconds, not only do you pick it up later in the day, but that 30 seconds might turn into a minute and yep. 5 minutes and 10 minutes. And then you really start yep. connecting in even more on a grander scale. I know that when I first started meditating, maybe 20 years ago, I had a fear around that. And I asked myself, well, what am I really going to get out of this by paying attention, you know, by sitting here? And I started with just a few minutes at a time. And now I can meditate anywhere, or tune in, whatever you want to call it, anywhere, anytime. And I find myself wanting to be in that place longer yes. because I feel that spiritual movement just yep. go right through me.
Exactly right, and that's what I'm talking about. See, we're I feel like our connection with spirit, we're spiritual beings in physical bodies, and our connection mm-hmm. is factory installed, okay? We naturally long to be connected with spirit. We long to be connected with source, but we get busy and we tune out and we get distracted and then we get full of fear and we don't know what to do. And just taking that breath and in those 30 seconds or however long it is for you, do 15 seconds if you can't do 30 seconds, do mm-hmm. 5 seconds, do 1 second. What happens in that time is that you understand that you are exactly right where you are. Mm-hmm. I don't mean your circumstances are perfect or that everything suddenly someone shows up at the door with $1,000 in cash, but that you are fine where you are. And in those 30 seconds, if you will let yourself be held by the divine, that just that can give you enough strength to get through the entire day.
I love that. I love that, being held by the divine. Again, listeners, we are talking with Karen Hager, Fog City Psychic. You'll find all of her information on the Empower Radio's Welcome to Blissville page. And you also offer different avenues for people to learn and connect in with themselves, but not only that, to connect in with you. You have psychic development intensives, and what's this online gallery reading all about?
Oh boy, is that fun. See, and here's the thing. Since I changed my own life, I'm doing these things because I love them and they bring me joy, which is a lot different than than rolling out things because, oh no, now I have a business. I got to think of something to do. So all these things I offer because I love them and they bring me joy. So I'm always having a good time.
And that's what it's all about. You know, what we focus on multiplies, right? So why yeah. wouldn't we want to have joy and love and those amazing feelings multiply in our lives on a regular basis?
Absolutely. And that's where the connection comes in. The monthly online gallery reading I do is called the Out of the Fog Salon. And I started that because When I would be on the radio and offer a show where I would do psychic readings for people over the air, I always had a lot more people call in than could get on the air. And I felt awful because I could see the list of people and I knew I was only going to get to a certain number. And I didn't like that feeling. So I started the Out of the Fog Salon, which is a monthly online gallery. All you need is a phone. And everybody who's in the group gets a short reading from me. This month, the Out of the Fog Salon is on April 28th, which is a Saturday. This month is special because Stephanie Marie Beebe, who is another intuitive, she's often called the soul whisperer because of the way she gets right to the heart of the problem. Well, you're not your problem, your issue. She's coming into the salon with me, and so there are going to be two of us giving readings and sharing tools and tips and happiness. There's always a lot of laughter and joy, and that connection, it's a great way to come together with like-minded people. So many people right now are waking up, but they're feeling alone and they don't know what to do. And there are there are tons and tons of cool ways for people to connect. You just have to be willing to reach out and try something.
Well, and you're right. I mean, more and more people are coming out. We had this conversation a little bit earlier about how chance meetings, which I know is divine intervention, really, of people that are feeling so many different changes in our universe and what's happening here and not really knowing who to turn to or who to talk to about it. I had mentioned that even my mechanic had talked about serendipitous moments and looking for more just this morning. So it's amazing that people really are looking for somebody to connect to.
There's a lot of hunger for connection, and because in my personal view, Terry, this is a we're in a time of a lot of transformative energy, powerful change, good change, okay? But like any change, and we talked about this a little bit before, you can hold that in the energy of fear or the energy of love. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are holding this new energy in fear. And so, oh no, what's going to happen? And oh no, and it, ooh, it's earth changes and zombies are going to take over the world and eat our brains or whatever it is. Another way to look at that is to use the awakening, use the spiritual changes that you feel in yourself, that quickening, right? That hunger for connection. Use that in a positive way. How can you use these very natural gifts that a lot of people are discovering in themselves? How can you use that to make a difference for yourself and to make a difference for other people? And that's why I teach classes. It's why I am on the radio. It's why I'm trying to be a voice out there for the people who are waking up so I can go, hey, come on over here. Let's look at what you've got. Let's learn how to use it in a good way. You know, come on over to the good guy side. I did see a bumper sticker a while ago that said, come to the dark side. We have cookies. So I'm thinking maybe it would make the classes better if I offered cookies. So I guess I'll have to go bake some cookies. But
yeah, make a chocolate chip and I'm in.
All right. But that's what this is about. It's about creating connection. The way that we relate with everything right now is different. The old normal, the old way that we look at what our jobs should be like, the old way that we look at how our lives should be expected to progress, the old way of thinking about what social structures will uphold us or not, all of that's changing. The people who are staying in fear around these changes are still trying to hang on to the old model. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are embracing the new normal, new ways of connection, new relationships, new ideas about what work means for us, what vocation means for us. And so when you get to that place of choice in your own life, you really want to be sure that you're deciding from a place of love. Nobody wants to be hanging around in fear, worried about what's going to happen next. Because this is all good stuff, folks. The zombies are not coming to eat your brains. It's all okay. What's painful is shifting from the way everything used to be.
Oh, it sure is. Isn't it funny how people get that vision of the zombies coming to eat their brains or, you know, the world exploding from an asteroid and they get so stuck that they can't move forward because they're feeling that pent up anxiety and then it transitions into some of the violence that's taking place, which is a whole nother subject we could get into.
Well, and it's what you said before, Terry, what you focus on multiplies. And so if you are looking for a, you know, catastrophic end of the world scenario and people to make you afraid and information that will confirm your own fears and lead you darker and deeper, you're going to find those things because those things are everywhere. But see, if you're looking for another way, if you're looking for the new normal, if you're looking for connection with spirit, if you're looking for light and peace and progress and opportunity, those connections are there as well.
Well, and see them. You know, you talked about practices and habits and that 30 seconds of, you know, getting quiet and really tuning in and listening to what's going on around you, but also listening to how spirit's moving. And those are all ways that spirit is moving in our lives.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm also a big advocate that as people are waking up, they're not just mindful and open, but they're also using their common sense. So the new normal, this new way of relating, this new discovery of inner wisdom, doesn't mean that you throw your common sense out the window. Sometimes people are afraid to listen to that inner voice because they think it means that they're suddenly going to go all wacky and start, I don't know, wearing a multicolored caftan and looking in crystal balls. And do you mean unicorns will be dancing all over? When honestly, opening up gives you another tool that you're meant to use with your common sense to move forward. Right? And I think people leave out the common sense piece. I talked a lot with people who say, well, you know, I'm interested in what you have to say to me, but I'm a skeptic. And I say, that's good. You should be a skeptic. Mm-hmm. Skepticism is good. Keep your mind open. Keep everything engaged. Your common sense, your ability to discern, that's as much a gift from source, from the divine, as your innate intuitive awareness.
Well, and I always think that when people say, well, I'm skeptical, but they're asking and they're inquiring, they're not as skeptical as they think they are,
right?
You know, or they wouldn't be engaging in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. No, I welcome people who are skeptical because I think that healthy skepticism is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Saying skeptical meaning I'm not going to listen to anything, I'm just going to be completely shut down. That's another choice, and sometimes that is what skepticism means, but then that's your choice to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the piece about keeping your common sense, I feel like, is very important. And if you are receiving information, if stuff is bothering you, let's say you have that scary dream of the world exploding, run it by your common sense. Is this something that comes from spirit? Is this something that comes in light and love? Does this kind of forward my own spiritual development? Or is this a fear-based projection?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, definitely a great way to look at that. So when you talk about you need to find a balance between what you're receiving and that common sense link.
Yeah. And you're not going to find the balance right away. See, remember how I said every breath you make another choice? This
right.
is a journey. This is a process. You don't just flip the switch and, hooray, I'm enlightened and it's all perfect now. In fact, I'm a little worried about people who say that they've achieved perfection and then they just...
And enlightened, right.
That suggests there may be a little more journey necessary there.
Right.
So you're not going to make this change all at once. What you're doing is opening yourself up to the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So can I listen to my inner voice? Can I listen to those little whisperings of the Holy Spirit or the divine or whatever you want to call that? Can I listen to that and just see what happens? It's all about allowing, about opening. That's what love is about. Fear is about closing, about shutting down, about curling yourself into a tight little ball and not letting anything in.
Right. Absolutely. As you were talking earlier, it came to me that more and more people, as they're living in their fear and they're being blocked, they're looking for these places to go. Sometimes they're not able to see what's right in front of them. So those moments of serendipity when you're the mechanic or you were talking about the AT&T guy earlier in our conversation, they show up. You know, we show up for them because they may be too blocked to see what's right in front of them.
Yeah. Well, and just as I was sharing with Terry before we went on the air that I had someone here from AT&T doing telephone and internet stuff, and he asked me what I did, and I don't always tell people what I do for a living, just in mm-hmm. case I'm not, because I don't know. And I told him what I do for a living, and he started talking to me, and we spent a really long time talking about just what we're talking about today, the mm-hmm. move from fear to love. And it's not even so much that I show up as a teacher for him. He shows up as a teacher for me. What happens when someone says, what do you do for a living? And instead of thinking, boy, I don't know, he might think I'm wacky. And then what if
that's your fear. Internet?
It's my fear, right? I told the truth. And when I stand in my truth, mm-hmm. he can stand in his truth. And so he came as a teacher for me. And mm-hmm. that's what I got from that conversation.
Isn't that amazing? I love how you turned that around as, and you took that on as, okay, he's here for me. And I'm going to just really step up into my own fear, because that's really what you're projecting. You know, how are you going to be received? Is he going to judge me?
Right.
Is he going to accept who I am for who I am?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And in every encounter we have, whether you are connecting people with online, as you will if you work with me, connecting with people in person, just even who, you know, whoever's ringing you up at the grocery store, in every encounter, you have a choice about how you are going to show up to that encounter, no matter how tiny or momentous that seems. You always have a choice. Are you going to act in fear or act in love? And that's a choice in everything.
It's going to be a beautiful place when we are all living in that space of love.
Mm-hmm.
Really going to be a beautiful place. And I'm so thankful to people like you that really have stepped up to bring your work forward, not just for you, but to make a difference for other people, to help transform their lives.
Thank you. There's a whole community of people doing this good work, and I'm really proud to be part of one of those people, part of that community.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're coming to a close. It goes by so, so fast. And I know that you probably have more than just one or two things to say, but I love to ask my guests, if there was one thought that you would give with our listeners today, what would that be?
If you knew how much you were loved, really knew how much you were loved, you probably wouldn't be able to take it all in. And no matter where you are, how you're feeling right now, it is never hopeless. You are never stuck with no options. You always have that choice. You always have that connection to source, to your divine source, right? You're a divine being yourself. You always have a chance to reconnect, and you always have a chance to shift the energy of whatever situation you're in. It doesn't make a lousy situation any less lousy, but it does give you hope and opportunity for growth and light and love.
And you know, you never know where you're going to find it.
Nope.
That's what's amazing. You know, I have to say that with the advent of the internet, which is how you and I connected, and who knew that we mm-hmm. were literally in each other's backyards, right?
Get out of my yard. Yeah.
Right. Seriously. Who knew? But, you know, with the advent of the internet and Facebook, there's so many ways to connect with people, so that even if you're, you know, feeling lonely, if you can't connect with spirit or source, whatever you want to call it, there's always somebody to connect with.
Yep, absolutely.
You can find it. And the work that you're doing online just validates that even more, you know, and over the phone. I really am so thankful that you were here with us today. Again, we were talking with Karen Hager. You'll find all of her information on Empower Radio, the Welcome to Blissville page, and tune in to her upcoming workshop online, her out of the Fog Salon. Did I get that right?
That's right. If you head over to fogcitypsychic.com, there's a link right on the homepage that says online gallery reading. Click on that, and you can also click around. If you click the Out of the Fog radio link, tons of information about where you can hear me, where I'm going to be next.
And some great classes coming up, which we really didn't get a chance to talk about too much, but thanks, Karen, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry, very much.